From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters. Real estate prices in Ketchum skyrocketed during the pandemic, but now the community is trying to stop the bleed of local workers being priced out. One thing it's trying, luring property owners with cash incentives if they start renting to locals. Our very own Rachel Cohen has more.
Amber Kennedy worked at a pizza shop for the summer last year in Stanley. She was hoping to stick around in Ketchum, but other seasonal workers told her and her roommates, don't even try.
A lot of our friends worked and lived down here in the winters, and they were like, no, it's impossible to find housing.
But she and her friends lucked out. They rented a 3.5-bedroom log cabin right in downtown Ketchum.
We're able to walk everywhere, the grocery store, wherever, which has been amazing this winter.
Kennedy found her place through something called Lease to Locals. It's a city-funded pilot program for property owners with empty houses or Airbnbs. It pays them to rent to local workers instead. Kennedy got a job at the local branch of a real estate firm.
In the interview, they asked if I had housing, which was apparently huge because it's very challenging to find people that are wanting to work here and have housing.
Her roommates have worked at the Sun Valley Ski Resort, a bar, and a nonprofit. Jim Slanitz is their landlord and also a city council member.
It's hard to live in a mountain town, and it's hard to survive, and it's hard to find housing.
When the city agreed to spend $500,000 to start Lease to Locals, he abstained from the vote. He wanted to see if his family's old home could ease some of the housing woes. The cabin used to be listed on Airbnb part of the year. Now, renting to Kennedy and three other local workers for a year, he gets monthly rent plus $18,000 from the city. He says this is a quick fix to the area's housing shortage.
You start the program and people are in there within a month or two.
It's also relatively cheap compared to building housing. After it started in Ketchum 6 months ago, 13 property owners are now housing 23 local workers for a total cost to the city of about $3,700 per bedroom. Colin Froelich is the CEO of the company Placemate, which runs Lease to Locals. He says convincing property owners to make the switch is a challenge.
We have to get them to do something they're not already doing. It's a change of behavior. So the money is really the motivator.
Lease to Locals started in Truckee, California, near Lake Tahoe in 2020. Since then, dozens of communities have reached out about bringing it to their towns. The program is now in 5 markets, and other communities have started offering their own landlord incentives.
The common theme is COVID made things worse. We thought it might get better. It's not getting better.
Megan Lawson, an economist at Headwaters Economics, says these programs can be a powerful tool for local governments, but they're a short-term solution.
They also need to be thinking about long-term housing strategies, ways to increase housing supply for the people who want to live and work in these towns.
In Ketchum, that looks like building tax-subsidized housing on city land and making it easier to build accessory dwelling units. Plus, a May ballot initiative passed that will bring in sales tax dollars specifically for housing programs. Councilmember Slanitz would support extending Lease to Locals. But going forward, he wants to see if there's a way for employers to foot some of the bill.
Basically pay the difference to have their employees live in that housing.
For now, Lease to Locals buys time for the city and also renters like Kennedy. She wants to stick around as long as she can find a place to stay. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.
And Rachel is joining us now to tell us more about this. Rachel, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Gemma.
So, Rachel, you talked a little bit about this in your piece, but how bad is the housing problem in Ketchum?
Yeah, I mean, there are so many ways you can look at this, but basically affordable housing has always been a challenge in mountain resort towns, and it has been getting worse over time. And then, you know, the pandemic just made things a whole lot worse very quickly. You know, one data point from recently is that there was a Blaine County housing survey this spring filled out by about 900 people. And this was an informal survey, but about 38% of respondents said that they were in unstable housing or their housing was a big cost burden to them. So that could mean, you know, being in a month-to-month lease or, you know, having to live with a family member, or it could mean living in a vehicle or an RV. And then the city of Ketchum estimates that countywide, you need about 4,700 what they call community homes. So, you know, for people who are able to live and work in the community, you know, in the next decade or so. So there's definitely a need for more housing. And then as to whether things have settled down, you know, after some of the first years of the pandemic, I think the growth is slowing, both in terms of people moving in and, you know, also purchases, but it's still not enough to, you know, abate the problem. And because there still is demand and there's low inventory, prices are still increasing.
So, Rachel, is it just the city of Ketchum, or is this an issue in the entire Sun Valley, Wood River Valley area?
It's definitely the whole area. I mean, Ketchum is most, I don't know, I guess Ketchum or Sun Valley are the most expensive, but this is a very interconnected valley. And so what happens in the north does affect what happens in the south. And the problems might look a bit different just based on who lives there, where they work. So who needs housing might be different in place to place. And the solutions vary as well. You know, how easy it is to build in one place, how much open space, that varies between communities. But certainly, you know, affordable housing is a challenge, not only in Ketchum.
Right. I mean, that would make sense. So you did mention that this program is in five cities. So how is that program going?
Yeah, actually, since my story aired, another location was added. And these are all through the company Placemate. Three are in the general Lake Tahoe area. That's where it started initially. And then there's Summit County, Colorado. That's where Breckenridge is.
Yep.
There's Ketchum. And then the new one added this month is Eagle County, Colorado. And that's where Vail is located. And there are other examples of programs like this that kind of take on a similar approach of incentives. You know, Sedona, Arizona is one that is not through Placemate, but they have a rental incentive program as well. And in terms of how it's going, it's interesting because each program is kind of tailored to the location and its goals. So, for example, in Breckenridge, the program is exclusively designed to convert short-term rentals like Airbnb. So homeowners can only participate if their property was being used as a short-term rental. And so that program has converted more short-term rentals than some other ones. But, you know, Placemate tells me that there were also more Airbnbs there to begin with. So it also depends on what the housing pool looked like before. You know, I think most of these locations of the five that have existed have gotten to the point where they have renewed the program for at least another year. Some have done it more than once, and so have decided to keep funding it. And so, you know, I think they've probably deemed it successful according to their metrics.
So if I'm understanding this correctly, right now the city of Ketchum is footing the bill for this program. But I know that the city council member that you spoke to wants employers to actually help pay for this program. I mean, is that even feasible, Rachel?
Yeah, I mean, I think to answer that quickly, yeah, I do. I think it could be feasible. I just think, you know, it would require a number of elements. You know, I think Council Member Jim Slanitz's point is that employers are benefiting from this program because, you know, it gives their workers housing, and so that they should also contribute. You know, I mentioned some of the employers in my story, but, you know, Sun Valley Company, St. Luke's Hospital, you know, bars and restaurants. And I don't know that any other cities with lease to locals have had employers directly involved, but there are certainly models of, you know, employer funds in mountain resort towns that contribute to housing. You know, employers build their own housing, like Sun Valley has dorms. And so it's certainly, I mean, housing is a concern for employers, definitely. I think it will come down to, you know, in the budget talks when the council decides about renewing the program, you know, there could be more discussions on, you know, who believes who should contribute, that sort of thing. And then if you identify that employers should contribute, you know, you then have to go the city has to go out and find those employers who are willing to contribute. And I think the city has already begun those discussions, not necessarily in regards to this program in particular, but how employers can get more involved with some of the housing solutions. I know that those conversations are ongoing. As to whether they'll end up funding this program in particular, I don't exactly know how that'll shake out.
So I know you mentioned a ballot measure as well. So that could, and it passed. So that could bring in money to help. So how would that work?
Yeah, so the ballot measure passed in May in three cities, Ketchum, Sun Valley, and Haley. It dedicates half of an existing local option tax for housing. And so basically across the three cities, it could bring in a little more than $2 million for housing initiatives each year. Generally, that's not enough money to build new housing, at least not just from one year's revenue. And so housing managers told me that this money could go towards, you know, it could be used as matching funds for federal low income housing grants, or it could be dedicated to programs like Lease to Locals that don't quite cost as much. But each city will individually determine where its tax revenue goes. And, you know, budget season is coming up, so we'll probably hear some of those conversations shortly. But yeah, programs like Lease to Locals are an option for that pool of money.
So I need to wrap up, but I want to ask you one quick thing. This program rents out already existing rooms to local workers, right? It doesn't create any new housing.
That's correct. It doesn't create new housing. It's not a building program. The goal is really to preserve housing that's already been built for local workers, or to convert some of the housing pool that's kind of been dedicated to vacationers or second homeowners back to the local workforce.
All right. Well, Rachel, really appreciate you bringing this program to our attention. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.